It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, dozens of protesters showed up at an Allegheny County Council meeting to speak against drilling for natural gas beneath county parks. By the end of this month, the county hopes to release a request for proposals to drill beneath Deer Lakes Park. Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald says he would like to start drilling in 4 to 6 months. During the meeting, County Council voted against a proposal by Republican Matt Drozd to put the issue up for a referendum. He joins us now by phone. Councilman Drozd, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. And actually, I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican.
I beg your pardon. They have you
listed. I'm the first and only independent to ever serve on Allegheny County Council. I'm proud of it.
Well, and we thank you for clarifying that. And you're listed as a Republican.
Good Republicans, don't get me wrong, we're Democrats.
Well, you are listed as a Republican, so you might want to mention that to some folks who have mislabeled you. If you would like to join the conversation, you can reach us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Should voters decide whether Allegheny County allows natural gas drilling in parks? Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Again, the phone number, 412-246-2002. So, Matt Drozd, explain what your bill would have allowed voters to do.
Well, actually, it's more than just the referendum, but, you know, I always believe that people should have a say in their own destiny in major issues such as this. I mean, not just for this. Why can't we put issues of major concern to the people and affects their day-to-day lives and their future lives of they and their families, why can't we put them on a ballot? You know, let them make a decision, too, and join in. They'll learn more. They'll feel more part of the process. That's what's wrong with America now. A lot of people do not feel part of the process. They feel very helpless because they're elected officials making decisions, and unlike me, they don't go for the majority of what their people believe in doing. I go the way my majority. I take polls of my constituents. I actually take polls. I took polls on the airport authority, drilling in the airport parks. I took a poll, about 100, 150 random sample, got their input, and went the way the majority of my constituents believe. That's the way I believe to do. But anyway, let me tell you what mine would do. First and foremost, of course, it would put it on the ballot. But also, I believe the people, you know, people are still saying, what about the casino money? Where is that money we were supposed to get? They didn't realize only one-third went to them, and that was insignificant. I believe the Marcellus Shell gas in our county parks, just like the parks, belong to the people of Allegheny County, and they should have a say. Also, they should share in the wealth. So part of my ordinance not only was to put this on for a vote for the referendum, was to say this. Our parks are deplorable. You know, I agree with the chief executive on that part that our parks are deplorable. But I want to, you ever hear the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
I think I might have heard that once or twice.
Well, what happens in the parks, at least part of it should stay in the parks. If we would take one-third of those monies and earmark it to stay in the parks, you know what? We would have the most beautiful, world-class parks. You know, they're nice now. They're beautiful, but the facilities within the parks are deplorable. They're decaying. I could show you, like, there's a tower in North Park and the pavilions in a lot of the South Park and a lot of parks all throughout this region are really deplorable. They're falling apart. The trails are not where they should be. I hike and bike in many, many parks. I did 4 national parks in 5 days, and I've been in the North Carolina parks all across this country. And I'm going to tell you, their parks are pristine. Ours are not as far as the conditions of the facilities. So I believe one-third of that, bringing in approximately $8 million plus a year just to take care of the parks and do new, innovative upgrades to the parks. The other two-thirds, I want to give it back to the people of Allegheny County. They deserve that. In Alaska, they get a check, and I believe that should be earmarked to avert two things, to avert any future or potential tax increases in the future, and also to give them a little kicker back, something in, so to speak, their check, because these assessments have been devastating to them. It could correct a lot of these issues within the assessments where, you know, the county doesn't have to go, or any government has to go. Even the school districts could look at their own properties. You realize how much properties are owned by school districts, too, that they don't even use? I'm not talking just around their own buildings, because I would never want to do that. If first and foremost, too, I believe if we do this, I believe an environmental impact study is necessary and should be done in all detail and give it time to research all angles and aspects of it. So that's what I want to do.
Councilman, let me welcome in a caller, Shirley in Pittsburgh, who wants to share her views on the subject with you. Shirley, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon. First of all, I just wanted to say I think that the councilman is dead on in terms of allowing public opinion on this matter. It is very important for people to be able to express their views and their concerns about particularly the environmental impact of something like this in what would hopefully be ultimately be a pristine park setting. There are other ways that we can renovate our parks. We have lots of untapped resources with our youth, particularly our at-risk youth who are in many times not employable, and what kinds of wonderful skills could be shared with young people and to renovate and refurbish the structures and the plantings and the design of these parks. What a wonderful way to engage our youth and give them a sense of ownership, and how that might, you know, how we might think about using some of the resources that are spent in that area for that purpose. So I applaud the councilman's efforts, and I hope that I'm hearing that he is open to the possibility that the referendum might not be in support of drilling in the parks. And I wonder what his response to that is.
All right. Well, we'll let thank you, Shirley, and we'll let Councilman Drozd respond to what you said.
Yes, thanks, Paul. Thanks, Shirley. Thanks for your support and your accolades. I would go the way the majority of my constituents want. It wouldn't be like the stadiums, and the stadiums are nice, don't get me wrong, and all that good things. But it would be when you put something on the referendum, on a ballot, you ask your constituents their opinion, that's the way you should go. That's who you represent. I represent the majority of my constituents, and I will go the way my constituents want me to go. That's the way it would be. That's my vote.
What are your personal feelings about the county's plan to?
Well,
let's start with fracking in general. How do you feel about fracking? Are you someone that supports it?
I like a lot of listeners and people. I have concerns like anybody. I want to make sure it's done safely. One of the things I was told that it could be done not in the parks. The fracking would be done on what's happening. I understand is some of these in anticipation of bidding on this are leasing lands outside the park. They say they can go, is what I understand, about a mile with the perpendicular or horizontal. What is it? Perpendicular horizontal pipeline into the park without fracking in the park and putting the pad in the park, which would be good. I want to do more analysis on this. I want to make sure it's safe. We need unlike the airport authority, I understand it wasn't a real in-depth environmental impact study. I want to make sure that's done if we decide to do this. I think we're having dire straits in not only in county government but state and federal. There's no funds. There just simply isn't any funds. And I'd rather see people really utilizing these parks. And more, I want to see more people attracted in the parks, like North Park. You know, we put 10, 15, well, when I say the federal government put some, it was out of our pockets. They put $10, $15 million in that lake. Go ride around the lake and see how many people are boating on the lake, maybe a few. How many are sitting around that lake? Me, I would have done probably a third of the lake and put ball fields in and other type of things that are natural, inductive, or conducive to the environment that people could jogging trails, walking trails, biking trails. That's what I would have done, because it's still, huge, and it doesn't look any different. The lake doesn't look any different.
Well, even if someone is in favor of the idea of fracking, and you are clearly are someone who says that you would like to make sure that it's safe, regardless of where the drilling happens. But as far as state parks, are you at all open to that idea? Is that something that makes sense to you? Because a lot of what your constituents are saying, and certainly the protesters, is that it should never happen in any park.
Well, no, when you say the majority of the people are not necessarily saying this. If they share in the wealth, they're saying, you know what, I'd consider this, and it's done safely with environmental conditions. I voted for the airport, but later when I found out the lease was too open-ended, I called the chief executive that night and sent email after email to everybody to actually to turn it down, reject the vote that night.
You called Rich Fitzgerald.
Oh, I called him that night.
Well, how did he respond to you?
Well, he said no. You know, and my feelings were that I didn't have privy to some of the legal aspects of that lease, because I asked our solicitor and the Airport Authority solicitor before the meeting, is this good? After the meeting, I got input from one of our people, and this is how ridiculous in some of the legislative areas, that, oh, well, there's some too much open-endedness that at least they didn't like it. I said, what do you mean you didn't like it? Why was it shared with us? Well, the way it goes is if one county councilman asks for it, doesn't mean it's shared with others. And that, to me, is ridiculous. It should be shared to everybody, including the people, when they should know. That lease should have been properly scrubbed. Now, let me talk about Consol. Consol is a great company that took that. That's why one of the reasons. They got extremely deep pockets. They got billions in coal reserves. Their partner has billions in oil. So I do my homework. So if anything would happen out there, they're going to take care of it. And Consol employs most of our people. They employ 6,000 out of 10,000 of our people from here. They're headquartered here. I really like this company because they really are part of our community, and they've done good things. So, you know, you have to look at every aspect of who's doing it, because we hear these nightmares throughout the country. Well, who did it? It's not a first-class condition necessarily, a company like Consol. Consol takes care of what they do. And they're very, very, very careful what they do.
We're talking with County Councilman Matt Drozd, and one of the demands of the protesters Tuesday night was to have county hearings, have the county hold hearings on this subject open to all Allegheny County residents. Is that something you support, and do you see that happening?
Of course I would support it. In fact, that's what my referendum would do. We hear pros and cons, you know, throughout. You know, pros and cons, people could air their what they feel and what they think. You'll find, though, you never good people the other night. They had very good points. And a lot of times, though, a lot of people that show up in meetings are, you know, only in one faction. Doesn't necessarily represent the total faction. You know, I once consolidated 7 elementary schools into 4 in the North Hills and got some flack, not as much as I thought at first. But afterwards, it saved the people, the taxpayers, $50 to $60 million in capital outlay of renovation. We had to renovate them all. It saved us $1.5 million in yearly operating costs. And guess what? It enhanced the quality of education. We kept all our teachers. We reduced classroom size, and the people now who necessarily were skeptical now love it.
I want to work in one last phone call before we come to time, Councilman Drozd, and we have Adam from Verona. Adam, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, hi.
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, I was just curious. I like the idea of an informed public making a decision, but I don't understand as the public how we're supposed to make an informed decision when there's possible chemicals being used in processes that are not disclosed to the public, and we don't really have adequate information to give informed consent.
Councilman, what about Adam's concern? He's saying that there's not enough information. We've got about a minute left here.
Adam has good concerns, and that would be part of that process that we have to know. You know, the scary thing in America right now is, and Adam just touched upon it, not only in this instance, I find very much so, especially in this last election, because someone really did me a disservice, and more so my constituents. They told untruths, lies about my voting record to defeat me. And they were lies. And I now find that a lot of voters don't even know a lot of issues when they go into the voting poll. They didn't even know that I could even vote for this as a county councilman, but someone told a lie saying that I voted for something I did not.
So you're saying that there just needs to be more information available to the public?
Yes, exactly. And they have a right to that information. And Adam posed, and so did Shirley, posed some good points. But we have to explore those chemicals and what's being used to frack, and what's the best possible process, and maybe do some more research on this. We don't have to do it tomorrow. I said let's protect right now. I'd like to at least protect it for the people of Allegheny County, the minerals below our land. At least protect it, meaning we make sure it's protected and held for the taxpayers of our county and our country and our state.
County Councilman Matt Drozd joining us by phone. Councilman Drozd, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for airing the issues. This is really great. I mean it. You've been terrific. Thank you, sir.